The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, so we got into Gaither spent 50 days in the hole, you know.
Well, it wasn't in the hole. Like I was in Shawshank prison or anything, but.
Was it a county correctional facility?
You shattered
state prison.
No, it was just
county, probably county, right?
Well, I was on probation for almost a year. And, you know, I was
okay.
I smoked a lot of pot back then. And, right. And,
what year was this? Do you remember exactly the year?
No. I was like, gosh, it's been, man, 15, 18 years ago already.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I was smoking a lot of pot back then, and I quit for a little while, and then somebody showed me this thing you could drink before your drug tests or whatever.
Yeah. Todd, Nick's familiar, right?
Yeah.
I had like pot was a way worse addiction for me than drinking, like as far as quitting.
So really?
Yeah. So I would smoke, and then I would drink this stuff if I had to pass a drug test.
Got it.
And it worked up until the very last test that I had.
How often did they drug test you? Was it random?
I can't even remember, man, but
And were you back in California, had to do it there?
No, I was in Kansas City.
Got it, okay.
And, I had, like, this really hardcore judge, and anyway, I had, like, 2 weeks left on probation, and I went in, and that's the thing, that's what I remember now. The probation officer I had was kind of a closet comedy fan, like, he would bring up, like, Dave Chappelle to me, and we'd talk about it. So he quit drug testing me, and then I went in for my very last meeting. And it wasn't him. It was this, like, new lady.
Oh.
And she was like, I'm going to drug test you. And my heart just sank, like, okay.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm like, okay, no problem. I can do that.
Right.
And so I went and tried that stuff, and I drank it, and it didn't work. And then they gave me
And you were 2 weeks left of probation.
Yeah, but they hadn't tested me for, like, months.
I get why you did it, but why would they give you 50 days after
well,
that?
But because I had this judge. This judge, rumor has it that he put his own son in prison. Like, this guy.
Oh. He was a hanging judge.
He had a license plate, apparently, that said, like, hang him or something.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
wow.
He was that
Whoa.
Guy.
Okay.
And, like, if you go to jail, like, people in jail knew the different judges, you know, like jailhouse right. lawyers, so to speak, and they'd be like, what judge did you get? And if you said Anderson, they'd be like, oh.
Oh, they knew it.
You had Anderson? I'd be like, yeah.
So it sounds like that guy sent more guys to jail than any other judge.
Yes. And so anyway, long story short, I got a lawyer, and the guy was like, here's the deal. You can go back on probation. They're not going to let you for another year. They're not going to let you go anywhere that serves alcohol. So I couldn't do comedy for a year.
Right.
Or you can do 50 days and be done with it. And I was like,
50
all right.
days is a long time.
That's
I know.
Still,
yeah.
That's 2 months of no income. How did you recover?
I don't care about the income. So that does make a big difference. But I'm talking about mentally, being in jail. None of us have been in jail. It scares the hell out of me to be somewhere.
It's mainly just in Kansas, they ship you around to these different places. So I was in like three different jails over the course of 50 days.
Oh, you got the tour.
Yeah. And it's really just boring.
Yeah,
and I honestly wasn't that
were you in
bad.
A cell, like, or you in a big dorm area looking like?
It depended on where you were at. Okay. Mainly you were in a pod, they call it, with like 10 to 18
people.
So
did you learn how to deal with boredom?
Yeah, I mean, I like to read. So
butt sex? Any butt sex?
Not a lot. No more than that. Pitching or catching? Yeah. But I like to read. It was just super boring. And as long as you had a place that you could read, it was all right. And the hardest part is just the morons you're in jail with, because most people that are in jail aren't super smart.
Was there any fights? Were you cool with that? And nobody said, just, we watched too many movies. I get it, but... anybody fighting at all?
There was one night where I got a little annoyed with people that wouldn't go to sleep. I was trying to explain to these idiots. I was like, listen, if you, the more you sleep, the more you're not really in here, you know.
That's true.
Instead of staying up all night and, you know, like, just go to sleep, stupids. And they wouldn't, you know. So there was one night I was a little grumpy about not having any sleep, and...
I still think that's amazing, is because 50 days, like you said, and they didn't shorten it. Was it 50 full days?
50 full days, yeah.
Man, was somebody waiting for you at the in a car, like a movie, as you walked out the fence?
Brad Pitt in his suit, eating a taco.
See, having
Brad
Pitt smoke leaning up against the car, waiting
or a
for
woman,
you.
Yeah, a guy with a smoke leaning up against a car.
Yeah, I was dating a girl at the time, and she picked me up. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Did she stay faithful in those 50 days? Did she stay?
Apparently she did.
According to
I did.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Are there dudes trying to get away with masturbating in a pod like that if you've got 18 guys sleeping in the same room?
Good point, Nick.
Well, I mean, if they did, they certainly got away with it with me. I mean, I didn't know.
With me.
I was like,
did you get away with it?
Oh, Dutch Rudder.
I was like, what are you doing over there?
That's a good point. How do you not masturbate for 50 days, man? I guess you don't want guys looking at you. That'd probably be the reason, right?
Yeah. And you just don't feel sexy in that situation, you know?
But he was also pretty young at the time, so.
Sexy hotel. Yeah. I don't think so.
Maybe not. All right.
Yeah, but see, boredom is usually my trigger for drinking. You know,
They don't serve alcohol in jail.
I know, but that's the thing. Maybe I should try the 50-day tour of Kansas jails and learn how to deal with boredom by not drinking.
I don't think so. Yeah. We kind of need you here.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll work something out.
Yeah, I don't know if they've got
a broadcast unit
broadcast
right there
studio in those Kansas prisons.
You could call in from the wall phone.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So are you now, since that was 15 years ago, is that completely expunged from your record now?
I would imagine. Okay. I don't know, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you're in a business where it doesn't matter.
I mean, I remember I...
You're in a business where you can go on a radio show and say, hey, I spent 50 days in jail.
Nobody cares.
That whole ordeal probably cost me like... With lost work and the window I had to pay for and the lawyer, it was probably 10 or 12 grand. Nowadays, it would probably be like $25,000 that would cost
me.
Yeah, so.
I'm not taking you to Denny's for breakfast today, just in case you get triggered.
Yeah, are you still allowed in Denny's?
He gets triggered.
You know, I wasn't supposed to, but I went back there like, I don't remember how many years ago, just to like.
The same one?
Same Denny's.
To stick it to the man, you know. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be
here. What, not leave a tip? Yeah.
You rebel.
Kick me out.
You rebel.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're telling the other guys in prison, granted, I know it's just, it wasn't prison, it was jail, so with other guys probably never stupid stuff too, but was punching a window of a Wendy's low on the totem pole of tough guy? Although you did shatter it.
I did shatter it. I don't
like, with the guys in there, mainly, is it DUI jail, basically?
Yeah, a lot of DUI people, but a lot of people were on their way to some prison somewhere.
Whoa.
You know? Like, cause it's jail. So it's like the meeting center, you know, and jail is way more, from what I understand, I've never been in prison, but it's way more boring than prison. You know, in prison, you can lift weights and have crock pots and TVs and, I mean, I would hear these stories, you know, they'd be like, jail, prison's not bad at all. Jail sucks, you know. Prison's not bad. I would get a, this guy was telling me, he was like, I gained 40 pounds in 2 months because I got, they let me have a crock pot. If you got people on the outside that, that care about you,
yeah,
you can have a color TV in your cell. You can work out. You can have, yeah.
Well, we got to give them
your
something.
Own
it's like on Sunday,
apartment.
You can make a roast and watch the game with your buddies and, you know,
whatever. You're
sex.
In prison. I don't, you know, I don't.
You probably don't get all the streaming services that you'd like. There's that.
Maybe now you would. I don't know.
I don't know.
You'd think that more of those types of things would keep people calmer. Like, isn't that a situation where you'd want people to have a few of those things so they're less likely?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm totally with you, Puss. It's called rehabilitation. They should let these guys have some humanity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the Supermax stuff and the idiots that are bad or horrible people, put them in Supermax, but there should be humanity.
Put a pot roast in the game, or right. I'm going to go kick somebody else's ass.
Right.
Well, give him the pot roast in the game.
Yeah. And,
you know?
A masturbation pod.
Yeah,
that might stop him from kicking.
You concentrate a lot of masturbation on this show.
What a disgusting room that would be.
Yeah, because nobody's going to clean it.
No, nobody's going to hose that down. No.
That'd be the worst. That'd be the worst punishment ever. You go clean the masturbation pod.
So damp January. We're not taking. We're not. I guess we're doing that. Are you doing that, Todd? You just continue,
oh,
right?
Hell no. No.
Keep up with the usual.
I mean, there might be some nights where I don't start drinking until 8, 9 o'clock. But that's relatively dry for
bedtime?
Me. Yeah.
The nightcap.
It is a nightcap. What was the other thing on there?
Not working hard. This is just resolution stuff. The personal trainer by the name of, let me scroll to it, Ellie, says, don't try to lose weight. Make it a bonus, not the focus.
Like one of these on this list says, don't attempt to shout less at your children. Learn to say sorry when you do.
I think you should try to shout at your children less.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a good thing.
This is from a parenting expert.
It said, don't, well, depending on what you how you yell at them to begin with, you know.
Yeah.
You shout, are you the disciplinarian or is your wife, Tim? The kid's only 5, so you both got to be, I guess, a little bit, but.
Yeah.
Daddy comes home, daddy's cool, mommy's the person that's in charge of yelling at him.
We both try to, you know, I try not to yell. You know, you mentioned your sister, which I'm sorry to hear. I lost a brother a couple years ago, and I was super depressed.
Yeah.
I was super depressed, and I was reading to my little boy, and I had this thought, you know, about, like, I wonder if my dad ever read to my little brother. And I got all teared up, and I was talking to my little boy, and I go, son, I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, but I promise I will always tell you I'm sorry. And it was the most beautiful moment of my life. He reached out and grabbed my chin and
that's so cool.
Yeah, it was great. And so ever since then, I make it a point, like, you know, every now and again you lose your temper with a kid and
right, you do.
But I immediately tell him, you know what, Daddy got a little fired up about that. It's not that big a deal, you know, and I'm sorry. And he gets that, you know, and he's like, yeah, it's all right. I probably deserve that.
Yeah. I make those mistakes. It's hard when your kids are younger, but I remember being short with the kids or whatever, they'd be like, stop yelling. And I'm like, I'm not yelling. And then I made the mistake of just yelling, this is yelling. And now they still quote that a decade later.
Yeah.
I remember mistakenly and doing it in front of my wife too, once or twice when the kids were small, using the word shut up. And my wife got so mad at me. And I understood it because I would tell the kids to shut up. And it was just the word shut up instead of hush or, you know, calm down. But she got so mad at me when I told the kids to shut up. And I stopped doing that because I got more crap from her than I did the kids.
You went to shut up.
Shut up is just a frustration thing. Shut up.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything bad. I still don't think it's that bad, but apparently it is, you know.
Hush is so much more polite.
But I don't say the word hush.
It's so southern.
He's not a Southern belle. I don't see him saying hush.
Hush, you know.
But hush now.
You can train yourself to do that.
You can. Well, now they're growing. They're 21, 19 now. So I'm saying, you know, I can say shut up again now.
Yeah.
Well, I say it to my son.
Or just zip it.
Yeah.
Zip it.
Zip it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And don't say show up to your wife either, by the way.
Yeah.
Do not say show up to your wife.
I frown on that. It's like telling them to calm down. Like,
I hate the word calm down too, though.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
If your wife ever tells you to calm down, you might as well say
shut up.
Yeah.
You might as well say don't calm down because that's what it means.
Yeah.
You know, the words calm down don't work with anybody, do they?
No. The one that gets me the most is when if I'm mad about something and I'll get looked at and go, oh, come on. Like, it's not that big a deal.
Oh.
And it's like, well, that just pisses me off even more.
or if someone goes, don't feel that way, you're like, oh, okay, is that all there is to it? Thanks.
Yeah. Don't feel that way.
You could talk freely, Tim. Your wife's not listening right now.
The rest of us don't have that luxury.
Well, mine's not listening now either, for that matter. Tim Gaither with us.
TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's on our website.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.